Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So what do you think? Is it okay to eat the same thing every day? Has it ever occurred to you that fatigue, weight gain, belly discomfort, headaches, even aging skin could be due to a food sensitivity? Well, it sure can. Eating the same food every day increases your risk of developing an immune reaction. That immune reaction raises inflammation, and it might be the underlying cause of some of your symptoms. Now, before we go any further with this, I think I need to make it clear the difference between a food allergy and a food sensitivity. Those words are getting mixed up today, even by a lot of experts. A food allergy, a true food allergy, is a dangerous immune reaction to a food source. This is the classic peanuts for kids. Believe it or not, I have one. Mine's bananas. If I get in contact with bananas, you'll be calling 911 if you're around. Hopefully you're around so you can call 911 for me. So I have to avoid bananas at all costs. What's going on when I eat bananas? My immune system is initiating a robust, hyperacute immune reaction against some of the protein in the banana itself. That immune reaction can be so powerful that it causes a shock-like syndrome in my body. My heart can start to fail. My lungs could start to fail. And of course, at that point, that's not good. My whole body could fail and I die. It's the same thing with kids and peanuts. So a true food allergy is dangerous. It's mediated by an antibody in the body called IgE. IgE is a fast-acting, very strong antibody that comes along with a huge immune response. Okay, that's the allergy. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a food sensitivity. It's completely different. A food sensitivity is still an immune reaction, and it still involves an antibody, but that antibody is not IgE, as with the allergy. Here, with a sensitivity, it's IgG. And that does make all the difference in the world. The IgG antibody is associated with a more chronic, slower reacting, smoldering, I love that word, smoldering type of immune reaction to a food source. So you're not going to die from a food sensitivity. Your heart's not going to fail, your lungs aren't going to fill up with fluid, and you're not going to stop breathing. That's the allergy. That's IgE. With a food sensitivity, it's a slower developing, lower grade, smoldering immune reaction with IgG, which means the inflammation involved is going to increase slower over time, but stays elevated. That food sensitivity, because of that chronic elevation of inflammation, might be causing some sensitivities in people and some symptoms in people. Let me just specifically mention that there are a number of what I call mystery symptoms that people deal with. These are symptoms that maybe you've had. Maybe it's a headache. Maybe it's stomach ache. Maybe it's just general body aches, muscle aches, joint aches, headaches, whatever it may be. And you've gone to several doctors, you know, in and out of offices, appointment after appointment. And no one knows what's going on. As a matter of fact, it gets to the point where the doctors may not even believe you. Or if they do, they think it's not really going on and it's psychosomatic. Don't you love that word, psychosomatic? And you end up getting prescribed something like Prozac or whatever antidepressant is in vogue for doctors today. So these symptoms, these mystery symptoms where you never get a diagnosis from, I actually think could be related to food sensitivities. Most of the mystery symptoms, by the way, headaches, swelling, like you're gaining fluid, stomach aches, general muscle aches, general joint aches, you know what? Those are often signs of an immune response. when you really look at mystery symptoms, when you look at symptoms that are not diagnosed in this country, most of them have to do with what sounds like a smoldering, low-grade, chronic inflammatory response, which is what you get from food sensitivity. So what are we going to do about this? If you fall into that category of mystery symptoms, I want you to think about the food you're eating. I want you to think about the food that you're eating every day, because that most likely would be the food you're sensitive to. But there's a nice, simple way to test this. And in this, now, there are different types of allergy testing out there. Most of the immunologist, rheumatologist, even most of the medical doctors are going to focus on the allergy testing, the IgE antibody. That's not going to help you here. So if you think, well, okay, I like this. I like what Dr. Mike is talking about here. Maybe I just need to go see my doctor and get tested. I just don't think that's the way to go. Your doctor most likely is going to be testing the IgE, which is the allergy. That's not going to tell you a lot of information in this case. What you need to test is the IgG, and I have a test for you. It's called the Food Safe Allergy Test. If you want to learn about this test, go to www.lef.org/food. That's lef.org/food. When you go there, you're going to learn that this test will check your blood against 95 common foods. And the key thing here is it's testing the IgG, the antibody that's linked to the sensitivities, not the allergies. So 95 common foods, it has the categories of fish, dairy, meats, shellfish, grains, nuts, vegetables, fruits, and then a miscellaneous category. The miscellaneous category is things like yeast species, cane sugar, chocolate, coffee, honey, and mushrooms. But you have all the basic categories of food here, right? Fish, it's checking things like red snapper, tuna, salmon. It's all the most common food sources in the United States. Dairy, it's looking at milk and casein and cheddar cheese and cottage cheese, shellfish, crabs, lobster, oysters. I mean, you can go to lef.org/food and look at all the different food sources. But here's the thing. It's an at-home test, very easy to do. All you do is you do a little finger stick, you dot the blood on this piece of paper, you send the piece of paper back in. When you get the results back, you're going to see three categories. You're going to see a green category, you're going to see a yellow category, and a red category. Green category foods, go ahead and eat them. There's no significant immune response to those foods if it's in the green column. Green as in go. If it falls in the yellow column, be careful. There's a moderate IgG level for those foods. That means those could be your symptoms. And then the last category is the red category. Don't eat those. Now, here's what I suggest. Eliminate the red ones. But the foods that are in the yellow, I would eliminate them and add them back one at a time and see if the symptoms develop. Let's say you have a headache. Maybe that's your mystery symptom. So you take the foods in the yellow category that have a moderate IgG response, you eliminate them from your diet, you wait about 2 weeks, and then you just pick one and you add it back in. If the headache returns, that food you're sensitive to and it's causing the symptom. Okay? So that food you probably want to avoid and just assume it's a red category food. Very simple. Food safe allergy test. 95 different foods. It's testing the correct antibody, lef.org/food. Go check it out and you'll see there about the details of the test, what it's testing, and I think this could be an answer to some of those mystery symptoms. LEF.org/food. Food safe allergy test. Yes, the food you eat every day could be causing some problems. Go check it out. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.